Okay. Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Avelus. Packet 5. Going to discuss the Ramban, right? There's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban regarding does the Onen, is the Onen do Inyani Avelus? So according to the Ramban, the Onen does do Avelus. And according to the Rambam, no, there's no Avelus. So the Ramban says in Torah Sa'adam, he gives a couple of reasons why the Onen does not do the Maisa Avelus of Chalitza Sandal and Atifas Arosh, why the Onen is permitted to wear shoes. So one of the reasons that he gives is he doesn't, it's just practically speaking, he doesn't want to impede, right, the if we start throwing on these Isuria Velus on the Onen, so we're concerned that it might impede the Kvura, it might hamper the Kvura, might even mafsid the Kvura. So we want to make sure that the Kvura gets done, so we don't make it more difficult for him. Another reason the Ramban gives is the Avelus min ha-Torah, right? When a Avelus is, right? The Kvura, some hold that the Avelus min ha-Torah is only when it's Kvura, Misa Kvura b'Yom Echad. So whenever you have Avelus deraisa, so the Ramban is saying the Avelus min ha-Torah are the Dunim, right? The things that that have to do with pleasure. So then those are the Iker Avelus, because Avelus is Kishma, right? Avel Kishma. And Avelus is the opposite of Avel is the opposite of Simcha. Mi Avel Yontov, and Tanakh, there's probably many languages of that are parallels. Avel to, as opposites, Avel is paired with Simcha as opposites, opposite parallelism. And so the Ramban says the idunim are the avelus deraisa, and an example is rechitza, sicha, tashmish, tefillin, tachboises, tisporas. Those are the ikar avelus. Those are the avelus deraisa because of the idunim. And a third reason why the onen is mutter to wear shoes and a tifas arosh is. I think the Ramban brings a raya from Eva Rabasi, Yotza the Derech Noyam. She's going to go out. She should wear shoes, and then Eino Yashan. Right, by Muta Meis Muta Lefanav. It says Eino Yashan Lo Gabi Mita El Gabi Karka. So that maybe is a raya for the Ramban that the Adunim are Aser for the Oynim. So the Ramban basically asks the question on himself. If the Onen is doing a Velus min ha-Torah, if the Onen is doing a Velus min ha-Torah, then why not count the Shiva and the Shloshim from the time of the Onen? Right? If the Ikra Velus is the Adunim, and those Ikra Velus are performed by the Onen, so then why don't we start counting the Avelus from the earlier point? From the time of the Aninus. He's doing Avelus. So the Ramban says that, one, his heart's not in it. His heart's not in the Avelus. Yeah, he's doing the Zikr Maisa Avelus, but his heart's not in it. His heart is in getting the Kvura done. Another reason the Ramban gives for not counting from the Shiva from the Aninos is because we're only going to start counting when he's doing all of the Avelus, right? Here, when he's an Oinin, he's only doing some of the Avelus. He's missing the shoes and the sandal and the Tifas Arosh. I don't think we do Tifas Arosh as well as that, but we're only going to start the Avelus when he's doing it in Shlemus. And that's when, you know, that's after Steam Segola. Then there's just as a ha'ara there seems to be a problem with the Lashon of the Torah. The Torah, on page 8, so the Torah seems to be quoting the Ramban. So let's read the Torah. The Torah seems to be quoting the or following the flow of the Ramban. And so I'll read the Torah. Chasam Ramban, Shigaga Yi, Mashiach Tir Tashmishna, the Kulil Alma, okay, Bechenk Tzaz Dini Avelus. Bechenk Tzaz Dini Avelus, no Hagin Bo. Sounds like the Ramban. Kigoin, Bechitza, Besicha, Kavachomer, Mechilas Basar, Vishdias Yain, that's the Ramban, Ramban has a Kavachomer. Main Tzaz Lom, Vesimcha, Vetisporis, Vasar, Bahanachas Tefillin, Vasar, Beshela Shalom, Shafsha Echirin. So what's bothering me here in the Torah is that the Torah is talking about the Onin, and he presents the Onin as the Asr Bahanachas Tefillin. And it sounds like the Tefillin is Asr because of the Ramban Shita, that the Avelus is Noyheg. But tefillin, right? In other words, an aval is also betefillin, right? Yom Rishon pe'ercha chavash alecha, an aval is also betefillin, and it sounds like but it sounds like the Torah is applying this to the onay. But tefillin is also for the onay, not because of pe'ercha, not because of this cheshbon of, the onay according to the Ramban is doing the ikar avelus. No, the aval is also in tefillin because of his potter called mitzvah amar b'torah. Right, so the Ramban is getting a little bit technical, but I think it's still worthwhile. So the Ramban said the Aval Kishma, Shlis Asik Bidvarim Shal Simcha. And that's why the Aval doesn't wear tefillin. Right? That's why the Aval doesn't wear tefillin. Right? The Ramban was explaining about the oval, the ikir avelus of the oval is things that are against simcha, and tefillin was one of those things. But the Ramban wasn't talking about tefillin being usher for the onan. But the way the Torah reads, it sounds like tefillin is usher for the onan. And when the Torah quotes this part of the when the Ramah quotes this part of the Torah in Sefhei, Shin Mem Aleph, Sefhei, the Ramah leaves out this part about tefillin. So why does the Ramah leave out this mention of tefillin? He quotes the rest of the Torah. Why does he leave out the part about the Isser tefillin? So I think there's two answers. One answer is the Isser tefillin was the Ramban's discussion about Iker Avelus. He was talking about tefillin is part of the ikar avelus, and it's not that particular issue had nothing to do with aninus. The second reason I think the Ramah leaves out the Torah's issue of the tefillin, the issue of tefillin, is because the Ramah is presenting in Sefei Hilchas Onen. Right? And the reason why an onen doesn't wear tefillin is because of his patrim mikol mitzvah za'amar b'tayra. Right? That's the brisa there, the beginning of Misha Mesa. And the brisa, and the Mishnah says there, Misha Mesa mo to the fun of patrim mikriyishma, patrim mitzvillin. Right? That's the way it's presented as potter. And it's a machloikas Rashi and Tosos. Is it ein otzarech, lo ichmasle, ein otzarech, to do the mitzvahs? or it's asr, asr levarach. And Tosos, Rashi's meichel, he says ainu tzarech, lo ifkas. And Tosos is machmer to say ainu rashai levarach. And the Torah brings the lashon of ainu rashai, but they don't write it b'lashon iser. Because the Mishnah, the Brisa doesn't bring a b'lashon iser, right? It's Pater mi kriyishma, Pater mi tzilah, and Pater mi kol mitzvah on the Torah. But they don't say it's aser. Right? Yeah, Tosos and the Torah say ain't a rashai, but they don't present it b'lashon iser. The when is there an iser? Tfilin. Look in Simin Shin Pei Ches. So Avol is aser lahaniyach tfilin b'yom aleph. Right? The iser comes up over there. Right, the Isra of Hanachas Tefillin is not for the Onin. The Isra of Hanachas Tefillin is for the Avil. So it seems that the Lashon of the Torah to say that when he's talking about the Onin to say V'asr B'Hanachas Tefillin, it seems to be incorrect. That he's quoting just a misquote. And the language of Isser is not right. It's not presented as Asser. It's presented as Pater. And although Tosos and the Torah say Ein Rashai, but that's just not the way it's presented. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says Asser as well on that. Like when the Gemara presents, I think it says also. It says Tanur Banan Avol Gimel Yomim Rishonim Aser Lahaniach Tefillin. So the Gemara, right, the Brisa here in Kaf Aleph in Lord Cotton, it uses the lashon of Aser. That's not exactly the lashon we're looking for, because we're looking for Pe'erko, but so I'll have to get back on the. But yeah, it doesn't seem that to say that Asr, the Onin is Asr B'Hanachas Tefillin, doesn't seem to be really what the Torah wants. So the machlok is over here between the Ramban and the Rambam. Is there Avelis relevant to the Onin? And for the Ramban, yes, Avelis is relevant. Because he holds that the Avol does the Iker of Avelis, which is the Idunim, and he's Pater from Kalita Sandal, because of we don't want to impede, he's really that's a Shita, that the Oinin is Aser in the Iker of Avelis, some rise from the Abel of Rabasi, and we're not going to count. But nevertheless, we're not going to count the Aninus. The Aninus is not going to start the count of the Velas, because he's not really doing Bishlamos, and his heart's not in it. So I think we'll hold it there for today. Unless there's any questions. Okay, Shkoyach, have a great day. Thank you for joining us.